your host, Jay Mont G.
Howdy doody, we are down on the farm. We're down here on the farm. And ultralights. We're having a great time down here. The weather is great. It's clearing up. There's all kinds of really cool airplanes down here, really neat people, and good food, good atmosphere. Flying is happening. There's a lot of helicopters flying around. Ultralight helicopters.
Noisy.
Yeah.
You can hear them.
Dale Kramer is joining me. And Dale, we're going to talk about your very cool airplane. Dale has a Lazer electric twin seaplane. Now, for most people, they're going to be like, wait a minute. Not only is it electric, not only is it a twin engine, but it's also a float plane. Tell us about your airplane.
Well, it, not only is it a float plane, it is an amphibious float plane. So I can take off and land on water or land or water.
So tell us, what led you to develop this airplane?
Well, 32 years ago, I was at the beginning of the ultralight revolution, and I built 1,200 airplanes, designed the airplane in 1979, and we built 1,200 aircraft between 1979 and 1985. We stopped building the airplane in 1985.
That was the original Lazer?
That's correct. And throughout the years, I've kept my own aircraft and kept flying them, and I've always wanted an electric airplane. I've always dreamed of it. And for the last 10 years, I've made the attempt three times to electrify the Lazer, and I always ran into technical problems.
What kind of technical problems?
Oh, just controllers that weren't up to snuff, motors that were too heavy, just problems that led me to pile a bunch of more stuff on my R&D pile and go on to something else. But this time, in February, I started to the project to electrify it again, and it just I didn't have any major problems, and I ended up here at Oshkosh with an electric amphibian airplane.
Are you going to market the airplane now?
No, I'm here to promote electric aircraft. I'm here to show people that electric aircraft are practical and have endurance that is suitable for the type of fun flying we do with an ultralight.
So what is the endurance from the airplane?
Well, with the it's about 45 minutes, but if I take the floats off and go back to the original wheel Lazer, it's an hour and 15 minutes.
Well, that's not bad for battery power at all. That's better than an RC electric plane.
That's true, and that's one of the big differences between the two is we're not trying to expend all our energy in 8 minutes or so doing extreme aerobatics. We treat the batteries much more humanely when we discharge them at an hour.
So tell us about how this airplane works. You have two electric motors, or is there more?
No, there's two. The same number of electric motors as we had gas motors on the Lazer.
Okay.
We've always had two motors. It's been one of our unique features.
So each engine has one motor, basically, one electric motor.
Each nacelle on the wing has one motor, yes.
Okay, and how heavy is it now?
The motor on each wing is 6 pounds.
Well, it's nothing.
That's right. It weighs about the same as the original 5.5-horsepower chainsaw engines that powered a Lazer, and is putting out over twice the power.
Wow. So are you flying the airplane down here?
I've been flying every day. I've got over 5 hours flying it here in half-hour flights twice a day.
So if you can get an hour and 15 minutes out of it on wheels, how long do you have to charge it before you can do that?
Well, that's another unique feature I have as an electric aircraft is I decided I wanted to be able to recharge quickly, and I built a pretty heavy-duty charging system, and I can charge in an hour and 15 minutes if I have the power to put into my chargers. And that takes 6 electric circuits and house circuits to do that.
6 in
15-amp circuits from 120 volts.
Wow. And what kind of battery is this you're charging?
These are lithium polymer batteries, the same batteries that are used in the model airplanes we talked about. But I use the more inexpensive ones because I don't abuse them too much.
And what kind of service life do you get out of a battery pack?
Well, before I chose these batteries, I put a couple of the batteries through a 250 cycles of use on a charging system, both at full power and at cruise power, down to 100% discharge, and I still retain 75% of the original capacity. So with those numbers, I've been able to determine that I can probably get 300 hours of flight endurance out of my batteries before I consider replacing them in a couple of years with the next generation batteries. And that's about $3,000 worth of batteries, so for about $10 an hour flight hour in batteries, I can stay in the air.
Are Lasers, the original Lasers, are they hard to find now?
Well, they're going to be harder. Now, after Oshkosh, people are going to want to electrify them, and the used market will go up. Anyway, there's 1,200 in the world, and hundreds are still flying, but there are still a whole lot in barns somewhere, so you should be able to go find one.
Now, tell me about the process for somebody to do what you've done and convert it from gas to electric.
Well, we're here at Oshkosh because this is the do-it-yourself capital, and I want people to come and look at what I've done, copy what I've done, and you have to be a do-it-yourselfer at this point to electrify an airplane like I've done, because I don't want to get back into any kind of production.
Well, how about a book or an instruction manual or something? Are you thinking of doing something like
that? Well, I've already got a whole build log on a forum, a radio control forum, that has chronicled the whole event since February, and I'm willing to put all the data on that and ask questions there, and they just have to get to the RC forum, rcgroups.com forum site.
rcgroups.com.
Yes.
Now, do you think that this conversion could be applicable to other ultralights as well?
Absolutely. It's sort of a building block system that could be used to go to a higher voltage, higher current, bigger motors. I've tried to design a system that could be integrated easily into other things.
Because if you remove the fuel out of the equation, that's quite a bit of weight you're taking out of the aircraft that you could be using for useful load.
Well, that's true. I think my fuel is 95 pounds of batteries that I can actually, if I had a square 5-gallon can with the lid cut off, I could fit them all in my 5-gallon can, so my 5 gallons of fuel.
That's amazing. And where is the airplane? Because people are going to want to come look at it.
It's down by the ultralight runway. There's a big laser sign I got hoisted up. So if you get in the ultralight area, you can... You should be able to make your way to the Lasers.
What's the funnest thing you've done with this aircraft?
Oh, I had a flight just before I came that's I termed the funnest flight I've had in any air vehicle, and I've flown a lot of different light aircraft and sailplanes. I took off the lake in front of my house in a very windy, white-cappy lake, and I went. There's a hill behind the house, and I was able to ridge soar the hill with about 1/10 of normal cruise power. So I ridge soared for a while. Then I went 6 miles away to a big bluff that had the wind directly on it, and I ridge soared it with the engines turned completely off, windmilling props, and I maintained above the hill for a half an hour ridge soaring. Then I came back and I caught a thermal up to about 3,000 feet, and this is all with the amphibious float plane. And I thermaled up to 3,000 feet, and I ended up spending 100 minutes flying.
Wow. Now, if you're soaring with it, tell us this. Is there a way that you could convert the windmilling props while you're soaring into charging those batteries back up?
I've had that on my wish list for a lot of years, because in sailplanes, I've always do that. And I want to extract energy from the thermal as I climb up to charge my batteries, and then use it in between thermals to get to the next one if I can't make it. And that's on my wish list for a controller, the ideal controller that I want to use in an electric airplane. I also want reverse thrust so I can use them as dive brakes coming into land.
Now, what about this, Dale? What about a top wing that's completely solar panels?
I think we're a ways away from that.
Just too heavy?
I think the weight is not the current you're going to get out of it at this point, unless you have a big... solar impulse plane like in Switzerland, where they have 150-foot wingspan, 10-foot cord, and they can do, you know, keep it up. I don't think you can do that on a practical-sized airplane right now.
What about maintenance?
The engine is virtually zero maintenance. There's one moving part and two bearings. So in case a bearing fails, and you can move your prop tip back and forth and look for play in the bearings to cut that off at the pass. And we're talking thousands of hours out of an engine.
Wow, that's amazing. How much is an electric motor?
One of the motors on my plane is just $1,000.
Wow. Now, charging, you're at Oshkosh. You're down here on the farm. Where do you, if you need five house circuits, where do you come up with that?
Well, actually, I brought two big 8-kilowatt generators with me designed to charge the airplane in an hour and 15 minutes. But we can't use them where the airplane is parked. So I was able, they found me two circuits here. And I just turned the chargers down, and I can charge it in 4 hours now from two circuits.
Okay, well,
I can do it on one circuit too, but just takes longer.
So you could actually charge it overnight if you landed somewhere. If you wanted to go cross country and you landed it somewhere, you could just have them plug it into an outlet overnight for 8 hours, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I've when I get home, I'll probably build my travel chargers. I got 2 8-pound chargers that I want to carry along with me.
Can you carry them in the plane?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So then you're self-sufficient.
Yes.
What's the longest trip you've done?
No, I haven't. I haven't gone too far. I'm still in the testing phase. I only have 15 hours on it. I've only been 15 from home.
Wow. Well, you know, the time is coming, huh?
Absolutely. This time is here. People have to realize it. Build an ultralight with an electric motor, any kind of airplane with an electric motor.
So down here on the farm, folks, head south on the tram. Get off right in front of the Cessna 195s and turn right. Head on over, and you can see all kinds of neat airplanes. We've got Quicksilvers out here. I think I see a Challenger over there, huh? And some manufacturer here, too, right? Challenger is here. I see Rotorway is down here. And we've got HKS, the engine manufacturer, down here. I would imagine Rotex is here, too, huh?
Absolutely. Good assortment.
A lot of resources down here. And come down and check out these neat airplanes. There's a whole bunch of different types. And Dale Kramer's Amphibious Electric Ultralight down here for all of you to see. We're going to take a short break and then come back for our last segment down here on Ultralights. I'm Jay Machi. We're on the fly on EAA Radio.